lettuce, tomato.
Or in the case of last night, just overwork, I think.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Radio Show. Hi, I'm Rich James, your host for the show. Flick the tab on Ace Coburn, kick back, and enjoy the jams. Hippies might think they coined the word groovy, but its origin stretches all the way back to the 1850s. By the 1920s, it had found its way into the jazz lexicon and everyday conversation. By the mid-60s, that is the 1960s, the word, meaning excellent or fashionable, as in being in a groovy place, digging a groovy sounds and so forth, had been co-opted by the rock and roll generation. To be groovy was to be a cool person. For example, you're groovy, baby. While one would also use it to express an overall happy state of mind. In another example, I'm feeling groovy today. Songwriters of the era tucked into many a tune, some of them big hits, others not so much. Well, the first half of the show, I'm going to be focusing on my personal favorites of the word groovy in the title and or lyrics of songs, starting with a handful that I know a groovy rhyme when they see one. I might even be spilling into what might be referred to as sunshine pop, but, you know, sunshine pop carries similar ambiance as groovy. The Classics 4 charted number 3 on the charts in 1968 with Spooky, with their underrated lead singer Dennis Yost. Well, the opening line captured in the groove, and I'm going to quote the lyrics here. In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you want to go and meet and see a movie. Kind of awkward phrasing, but who cares? It's old.
Yeah.
There's Lou Rawl singing Groovy People, 1976 vintage for him. Wouldn't you agree, baby, you got me in a groovy kind of love? Yeah, well, that's words from Groovy Kind of Love, originally released by British group The Mindbenders in 1966, charting number two. In 1988, 22 years later, Phil Collins' cover outperformed the original, topping the charts in both the U.S. and the U.K. Collins' version was nominated for Best Male Vocal Performance in the 1989 Grammy Awards, but lost to Bobby McFerrin's Don't Worry, Be Happy. Groovy Kind of Love, Phil Collins' cover.
Close to me, I can feel your heart.
Earth, Wind, and Fire's 1981 hit Let's Groove charted number 3. It was intentionally made to inspire groovin', dancing. Great song, great groovin' group.
Let's go. Get your tempo, it's all right.
Once there was a time when Paul Simon really liked the word groovy, so much so that he wrote two different songs with the word in the title. He even spelled it two different ways. First came We've Got a Groovy Thing Going, a rockin' song in a duo's second album, Sounds of Silence, from early 1966. The unusual spelling of the song title was later changed to some versions. In this saga, that's We've Got a Groovy Thing Going, our narrator laments that his girl's decision to dump him, and I'm quoting from lyrics, "You must be out of your mind. Do you know what you're kicking away?" He sings, "We've got a groovy thing going, baby." Yeah, not too convincing, Paul. Way more famous and durable is the 59th Street Bridge song, better known by its subtitle, Feeling Groovy. This light little sing-along romp from Simon and Garfunkel's 1966 Parsley, Sage, Rosemary, and Thyme LP provides no particular sentiment to the word. It's used to convey nothing more than a state of enjoying one's life in a given moment. And I'm quoting from the lyrics, "Life, I love you, all is groovy," quote unquote. Anyway, they sing in harmony at the end, throwing comforting ba-da-da-das in for added good feelings. And there's no reason to doubt them. Sunshine pop at its finest. There's the Rascals' 1967 Groovin', which charted number one. Okay, so it breaks the rule and doesn't use the word groovy either in the title or the lyrics. But will anyone dare that Groovin' isn't one of the grooviest tunes of all time?
thing we like to do.
Wild Thing, released by the British band The Troggs, is the first hit by the British band Went Wild, stomping its way to number one in 1966 and inspiring covers by Jimi Hendrix and others, even a hokey paradoxical cover by a Bobby Kennedy sound-alike. Wild Thing, written by Chip Taylor, is such a simple and beautiful thing, really. A few chords hashed out in the plodding dinosaur steps. The Troggs singer Reg Presley, not related to Elvis, he's hanging on about the wild thing of his dreams, what it does to him. And I'm quoting from the lyrics, "Wild thing, you make my heart sing. You make me everything groovy, wild thing." Quote unquote. Could there be a higher compliment?
Wild thing, I think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on and hold me tight. I love you.
Wild Thing, what a groovy song. The Mamas and Papas were the epitome of grooviness. This quartet of husband and wife, John and Michelle Phillips, plus Denny Doherty and Cass Elliott. They embodied their Peace and Dove vibe. Heck, the cover of their 1966 debut album, If You Can Believe Your Eyes and Ears, even depicted them sharing a bathtub. So it should not come as a surprise that the Mamas and Papas took to the G-word in one of the tracks on that album. That track, Somebody Groovy, expresses the singer's desire for a lover who fits that description. And I quote, I need somebody groovy, somebody who's able to move me. Yeah.
I'm gonna treat her good.
And that was Peaches and Herb with a great song, Shake Your Groove Thing. That song was a favorite for commercials, promo campaigns, movies, TVs, all kinds of stuff back in 1979, 1980. Gene Chandler rolled out a smash in 1962 with the number one, Duke of Earl. Many don't remember anything about him, though, although the Chicagoan placed some 32 singles on the Billboard chart over two decades. His second highest climber, hitting number 12, was a 1970 song, Groovy Situation, which put Chandler over the moon at his good fortune. I'm quoting from his lyrics, "Whoa, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like this. Whoa, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination. You're something I just can't miss." Stretching my definition a little more, in 1967, a sunshine pop band, Harper Bazaar, released a song, Come to the Sunshine, as the opening track to their album entitled Feeling Groovy. Well, there you go, groovy.
Thank you.
And still another group of grooving artists, The Fifth Dimension, is the epitome of grooving with two grooving songs, Working on a Groovy Thing, and the 11th song, subtitled What a Groovy Day.
Next time.
The Chicago rock soul band, The Electric Flag, half-heartedly made an attempt to capture the groove in their 1978 song, Groovin' Is Easy, but got nowhere on the charts. Delight was a wannabe American 70s house and dance group who had an image to match their funky sound. They were exaggerated 70s clothes and loud colors, feather boas, and high platform shoes. They grooved with their one and only group rock hit, Groove Is in the Heart, which charted number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and number 1 on the U.S. Hot Dance Club Play. Classic 1990 disco.
I couldn't ask for another. cool as your life, folk. Life making it, doing it, especially at a show. Feeling kinda high like a Hendrix haze. Music makes motion moves like a maze. All inside of me, heart is special. Yeah, no other rhythm that I wanna be. Come on, flowing, glowing with electric eyes. So dip to the die, baby, you'll realize. Baby, you'll see the funk inside of me. Baby, you'll see that rhythm is a key. Get witty, witty, can't think, quitty, quitty. Stomp on the street when I hear a funk beat. Blue, playing pop, 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 follow her, shoot. Baby, just sing about the groove.
Sing it.
Of all genres of music, my favorite is split between folk rock and soul. Soul, largely because I grew up in Motown. Folk rock, who knows? Bob Dylan was making a big splash at the time. Maybe that. Of all the pop music, soul is one that's quite definitely intergenerational. It knows no bounds in time or space. Only on the charts for about three short years, that's 1966-1968, R&B soul duo Sam Moore and Dave Porter, stage name Sam and Dave, were not only great singers, but let their stage presence be known. Porter passed away in 1988, but Moore continued performing until he passed away just January 10th of this year. They won the 1967 Grammy for Best Rhythm and Blues Group Performance for the great song Soul Man. It was just the second year that the Best R&B Group Award was given out. Put on your dancing shoes and boogie.
Don't
That was I Thank You. That was a 1968 song by Sam and Dave. Of course, the tribute to Sam Moore, who just passed away January 10th this year. Rest in peace, Sam Moore.
You got to change your evil ways, baby.
Any man's hand never made that land, and I think it
John Denver with one of his great songs, Grandma's Feather Bed. And before that, Fleetwood Mac, 1973 vintage. Name of the song, Hypnotized. And still before that, Santana with Evil Ways. So Beatle Paul McCartney's best Beatles song, 1985, could have been a prognostication looking into the future, thinking outside the music box, since he released the song in 1974.
Thank you.
Jesus on the Main Line, that was by Ryle Cooter, 1974 vintage for him. And before that, Greta Van Fleet with Sacred the Thread. And still before that, The Birds singing It Happens Each Day. And it was composed by David Crosby in 1967. From Billy Joel's 1993 album entitled River Dreams was sung Lullaby Goodnight My Angel. That was meant as a lullaby for 7-year-old daughter, Alexa Ray, in response to her question, and I'm quoting, where do we go when we die? Well, his response to her was that after you die, you go into other people's hearts, and they take you with them through their lives, and then you pass that along to your children. Well, his daughter, Alexa, she seemed content with that answer, and it was kind of a scary question, but the answer made sense to her. Reassuring musical answer of a father to a daughter.
to close your eyes and save these questions for another day. I think I know what you've been asking me. I think you know what I've been trying to say. I promised I would never leave you, and you should always know. Wherever you may go, no matter where you are, I never will be far away. Good night, my angel, now it's time to sleep. And still so many things I want to say. Remember all the songs you sang for me when we went sailing on an emerald bay. And like a boat out on the ocean, I'm rocking you. This ancient heart, you'll always be a part of me. My angel, now it's time to dream, and dream how wonderful your life will be. Someday your child may cry, and if you sing this lullaby, then in your heart there will always be a part of me. Someday we'll all be gone, but lullabies go on and on. They never die, that's how you and I will be.
And that was Why Do Kids Grow Up, and that's by Randy and Rainbows, 1963. And before that, the Raspberries was Starting Over, and still before that, Huey Lewis and the News with But It's All Right, great song. And tune in to Rock and Roll Radio Show with Rich Jennings, your host, as we continue spinning platters, turning CDs, flipping the tapes, and trying to bring you some good music here. So Ed Sheeran spent most of his childhood years in the English countryside of Framingham, Suffolk, before moving to London at the age of 17 to pursue a music career. He pays homage to his hometown in a nostalgic pop rock song, Castle on a Hill. It's a reflection on his upbringing in the provincial eastern England town.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart. Cigarettes. Running from the law to the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid by cheap spirits.
Thank you. the mailman yesterday. It came from Betty and was postmarked far away. I felt so good until I looked inside. I read that letter and I cried. She said, "Dear Bobby, just climb to say hello. We've been such good friends, you should be the first to know." Like you.